What a thrill to think about heaven. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. Wow. You know, it's been, you lose loved ones. You have friends that have passed on far too early from my opinion. But what a joyous thing to think about heaven, to think about seeing those loved ones over on the other side. My. What a wonderful thrill that brings to my heart. I was so moved on Friday night about the warmth and spirit in this house. God just took over, and I mean his love just permeated for a concert. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful comments that were heard and how people were touched simply because you just turn it over to God. Just let him do his thing. And I love it when God simply does his thing. This morning, for just a few minutes here, I'm going to talk about parables. And today we have two very short parables that we're going to talk about. In Matthew, the 13th chapter and the 44th verse, this first parable is included in just one simple verse. The kingdom of heaven that we've been singing about, the kingdom of heaven, is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, remember that, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, in the 45th verse, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Just open our minds. Let us focus upon God, what you have simply done for us. And so just give us that truth and just look within our hearts to you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. One of the songs that we sang earlier, it talked about that higher ground. It talked about climbing higher, higher. I was reading, and I've always been kind of fascinated a little bit with those mountain climbers. I personally, when in the fall of the year, when hunting season comes around, I love it because if everything works out, I always go to the top of what's known as Mill Mountain. And from that point, you can just see a vista off there. You can see mile after mile on a clear morning. Just wonderful. Just thrills my heart to have that opportunity. But it is said that, I've got some figures here on it, the most dangerous sport is high altitude mountain climbing. For those that, and you know the Mount Everest, and so many times we've heard in the news about tragedies at Mount Everest. The figures are given that prior to 1996, that one in four climbers who tried to climb Mount Everest would perish. One in four. Now, since that time, that the numbers have gotten a little better, but now, on average, 14 people die for every 100 that make it up to the summit. And there's another figure that I didn't realize, that one in 10 who've made it to the summit will actually perish before they make it back down. Back in April of 2014, I believe, the deadliest day there, because there were 16 climbers who were simply swept away with an avalanche. And it is said to prepare for that, it's very expensive. The average cost is the minimum is about $30,000. You have to invest sometimes three or four times that. And you have to dedicate for at least 1 year of preparation. And they recommend that only seasoned climbers try to make that climb. It is amazing to me how people, I believe that you have to realize the cost of what you're going to do. And these folks, simply to have the knowledge within their hearts that they made it to that summit. I believe the challenge that we face as Christians, I believe that there is a cost. I love that old hymn. I'm not sure if Audra Myers wrote or not. Nothing more than gold for the master, nothing less than this to receive. There is only one thing that you alone can bring. There is only one gift he'll receive. All he wants is you. Nothing else will do. Not just a part. He wants all of your heart. Oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? Wonderful thing. All he wants is all of your heart. But the thing that we're going to talk about today is the kingdom. It's the prize. It's something that is waiting for each and every one of us. It is the prize of salvation, the kingdom of God. These are two of the shortest parables that are written in this 13th chapter in the book of Matthew. And the stories are very simple. There's a man that goes out and he stumbles upon a great treasure. Now, back in those days, it was probably more prevalent for those to go out and bury things in the ground. With all the wars that had gone on and with armies coming through and their spoils of war were to take anything they could lay their hands upon. The national banking system back in those days was probably to go out and bury something in the ground. So the likelihood in those days, a little more than what it is now, but there are stories now. I know just about 2 years ago on the internet, I read about a couple over in California that stumbled upon a can that was started to work its way up out of the ground. And as they dug it up, they found gold coins and found another can. They found over 1,400 gold coins that were valued over $10 million. And everybody on the internet, oh, think about that being me. And it was so exciting because it was like 6 or 7 times more likely that you would win the lottery than stumbling upon such a great treasure. So don't go digging up your yards just because what you heard in church. But the key here and the focus is on the treasure. There's a merchant, and think of him as like a wholesaler who is going through and searching for that wonderful prize that you find. We have it today, those people that do antiques, you know that stuff. You see that show, you know, these wonderful antiques. They're walking with this lamp and oh, this thing you didn't know is worth all these thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm tickled when I get a lamp where the light burns. That's the kind of lamp that I get. My mother has a station wagon. On the back, it has a very, very spiritual little sticker on it. It says, "This car stops at every garage sale." Finally got an amen out of Buddy back there. Finally. Every garage sale. So you know, still people are always looking for that prize, that treasure. But this individual finding the pearl, and think of that pearl like as a diamond today, because in that day, pearls. Pearls signified riches. Those who would go out to the sea and tie a stone around themselves, diving down, taking a big deep breath and diving down, trying to find that pearl. Finding such a precious pearl and putting that pearl at the highest treasure that you could find. Going and selling everything to have that one treasure. It was not an investment, as you'd say, in money. If you invest your money now, when you think, oh, well, you need to buy some stocks and you need to invest in real estate and you need to invest in your savings account and you need bonds and you, These people did exactly what any investor would tell you not to do. They sold everything that they had to buy this one treasure. Why? Because that treasure was so special. So special. The kingdom of God. My friend, your salvation is the most important treasure that you can ever just get a hold of in this life. It is the gift that God gave by sending His Son to die upon that cross. Simply as you say, I believe. I am simply a sinner saved by grace. I have received something that I don't deserve. And I thank God for the wonderful treasure that He has allowed me to partake of. I like these two little parables here because we talk about how priceless that treasure is. The treasure that they were searching for, it was not easily seen. It was not easily seen. For one, it was hidden under the ground. For another, they had to go searching through pearl after pearl, through all those antique sales and garage sales. It was not easily seen. But the thing I like the most about this is each one of the treasures were personally found. An individual, in the first one, he stumbles across a great treasure. Some people have found salvation like that. The Apostle Paul, he was not on his way to find salvation. He was on his way to persecute Christians. And God made a change. I was blind, but now I see. But then on the other hand, another individual came to find this great treasure in a totally different way. He was looking. How many people do we know that are looking? And they're trying, and they're reading, and they're trying to figure it all out. When the answer is simply found in the book that sits open right in front of me. Individuals found this treasure. Not because they were belonged to some club, not because they were church members, not because they were simply a part of Israel. Jesus was teaching to individuals, says, you've got to find this treasure on your own. On your own. In the 44th verse, which a man found and hid. He knew how priceless this treasure would be. He hid that treasure. And then it says a unique little thing, and for joy over it. Look at that little word in there. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has. For joy over it. The treasure of the kingdom of God is not only priceless, it is the key to real joy in your life. I stood here on Friday night and we sang, and those guys sang after us, and they had such kind words to say. And I remember just a couple years ago as Scott testified about how he had sung here on the weekend before he was going to have that heart surgery. Bless you. And he talked about being able on the weekend before he would go under the knife to be able to sing songs of joy and comfort and assurance. I hate to tell you, but the only way that you're going to make it through the trials and tribulations that you will face in this life is through the help of God. That's where you find true, real joy. Not the joy like this old world out there. Not the things that are, oh, you're happy for a moment and then you're down sad and all like. This thing will make such a difference in your life. Yesterday I did a very foolish thing. I didn't hear Buddy amen that one. Had to go down to Fredericksburg, and there's a big old oak tree, and this thing is this big, and down it comes. It's been down there since the fall, and when it came down, this oak tree knocked over a poplar down and go, and they are all intertwined and all just. And I made the decision, I'm going to go down there, show them how young I am still. Don't ask me that question about 8 o'clock this morning. And I needed to cut this tree and make a path because it was blocking the path to get down to the creek. Because at the creek, there's a little pavilion down there. I had a worker that worked with me for years. His name was Pacheco. And we built this little pavilion down there. We called it Pacheco's Pavilion. And when Brother Paul passed away, we call it now Paul and Pacheco's Pavilion. And I couldn't get down to it. So I went down there with chainsaws by myself, cut this tree up. You've done other foolish things in your life too. Went down by myself because the way the thing was weaved together and all, you don't want to take a crew because you just got to take your time. You just got to take your time. You got to figure it out. You got to figure where the pressure is. You got to cut it here to make sure that nobody gets hurt. That's not an accident. And thanks be to God, I didn't get hurt. Even more thanks to God because Brother Matt did not get hurt around that beltway. Amen. So I did that and came back and oh, I did it. I did it. I did it. And I walked a little. I did it. I did it. I did it. And I got up this morning. I did not feel like coming to church. I felt like laying in that bed. When you start off your morning with 2 extra strength Tylenol and a glass of water, you know, and I'm just, you know how sometimes you just get in that mood, you get in that funk, you know what I mean? You just get in one of those things, you just like, I tell you what, I'm upset, I'm mad, and there's just nothing anybody gonna do about it, change. And that old radio came on. J.D. Sumner and his Stamps Quartet. And they started to sing about Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And there were tears in my eye, not the tears that I was feeling from that old back pain. There were tears in my eyes because of the message of the great treasure that I have been given in my life. It is priceless. Let us never take it lightly. There is a price to be paid. The most important theme in this Bible that there is nothing you can do. There is no price that you can pay that will buy your salvation. It is simply a gift of God, lest any one of you should do any boasting. But it is the most priceless gift that we have been given. Enough that you would sell everything you have and go buy that field that had that treasure. You would sell everything that you have to go find that special pearl, that one, that greatest treasure. Salvation is important. It should be the focus of why we're here today. Why we have concerts, why we get together, why we come together and pray for one another, why we have the laughter, why we have all the things that God gives us. It begins with the treasure that He's given us. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come to Your house, we have heard Your word, God. We know that within our hearts of hearts that you've been so kind, so wonderful to us to give us this priceless treasure, this gift of the kingdom of God. But God, if there be questions, if there be doubts, if there be concerns, Heavenly Father, this is the place to come. This is the place to enjoy asking those questions that we have in our heart of hearts. God, we thank you for the wonderful folks that we have at Mount Calvary. We thank you the way that you've been blessing us, the way that you are just allowing us to grow, the spirit that we feel within your house. But Heavenly Father, we also thank you for each individual and the questions that they may have within their hearts. Let them be willing to ask, and God, you will give this answer. Heavenly Father, allow us to have safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. We thank you for the musicians, for all those that took part in the service today. God, we have been in your house and we have felt your presence. We thank you, God, for being so good and wonderful to us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen.